You're listening to SBS News.
In December 2018, Cardinal George Pell was convicted of abusing two choir boys at Melbourne's St. Patrick's Cathedral after Sunday Mass in 1996, while he was the Archbishop of Melbourne. In March 2019, the former advisor to Pope Francis was sentenced to 6 years in jail at Barwon Prison in Geelong in Victoria. However, the High Court has overturned the decision. In its summary, the High Court stated the Victorian Court of Appeal judges failed to engage with the question of whether there remained a reasonable possibility that the offending had not taken place. One of the boys Cardinal Pell was alleged to have abused died in 2014. Lawyer Lisa Flynn represents his father and says her client is in disbelief over the verdict.
This is the worst possible outcome for our client. I've spoken to our client, who is shocked, confused, and really doesn't understand how the High Court made their decision to release George Pell today. He has expressed disgust at the outcome, and he's really struggling to understand it and to accept it.
After his acquittal, Cardinal Pell released a statement saying, "My trial was not a referendum on the Catholic Church, nor a referendum on how church authorities in Australia dealt with the crime of pedophilia in the church. The point was whether I had committed these awful crimes, and I did not." In a statement following the verdict, the Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, is calling for the pursuit of Cardinal Pell to now stop. The Catholic Archbishop of Melbourne, Peter Comensoli, says his thoughts are with the complainant known as Jay.
This has been an intense and difficult time for many people, particularly for Jay and his team, for the Cardinal and his team, for our people generally. And especially I'm mindful of victims and survivors of abuse. This has been an intense 2 years. Today the court has made its final decision, and the Cardinal has been found innocent of the crimes that he was accused of. But my mind has been particularly with Jay and how this will be affecting him at this time.
Archbishop Comensoli says he has had two reactions to the outcome.
I had a reaction of relief for the Cardinal, but an immediate concern for Jay, because he has gone through this journey offering his story and him wanting to be able to be heard.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who visited the Cardinal while he was in prison, says the result should speak for itself. The Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference says the result does not change what it calls the Church's unwavering commitment to child safety and to a just and compassionate response to survivors and victims of child sexual abuse. Child sex abuse victims advocate Chrissy Foster, whose two daughters were abused by a Catholic priest, says a decision could affect future cases.
What is the message that this is sending out to victims of sexual assault? It says don't bother, you know, build up the best case you can and we'll just rip it down. That's what it says. It's a bad message to send out.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews tweeted his reaction to the outcome, saying, "I make no comment about today's High Court decision, but I have a message for every single victim and survivor of child sex abuse. I see you. I hear you. I believe you." Sonia Lal, SBS News.